Good morning. I want to welcome everyone here today on Father's Day. Go through a couple announcements real quick. Mount Tabor will be having a blood drive on June the 26th from 2:30 to 7. You can call and make an appointment. That way you can walk right in and give blood. Reminder of the Camp Lutheridge summer camp that will be going on here from July the 1st through the 3rd. I believe there's a registration or registration's in the narthex. There's a sign-up sheet out here in the hallway for needing some help to provide different things. So if you're able to do that, if you would please look at that. July the 7th will be our July the 4th celebration with a cookout out back. Please bring any side dishes to go with the food that's cooked at that. Vacation Bible School at Mount Tabor, August the 6th through the 9th. Contact person will be Tina Heitman here. Jordan Chapman, I apologize. Scholarship committee is raffling off a gift basket of gift cards. So you can see Joe Davis or Tony Chapman for tickets for those. I believe that's that. Want to express our deepest sympathy to the John Curry family. He passed away on Saturday morning. The funeral will be here on Monday, tomorrow, at 11 o'clock. Visitation from 10 to 10:45. The women that help serve the bereavement meals, there'll be a meal that is served at 12:30 following the service. Do we have any prayer shawls? No prayer shawls today.
Good morning. On behalf of the Fellowship Committee, happy Father's Day to all dads. And remember, you don't have to be a father to give love and to support for someone who may need it. God took the strength of a mountain, the majesty of a tree, the warmth of the summer sun, the generous soul of nature, the comforting arm of night, the wisdom of ages, the power of the eagle's flight, the joy of a morning in the spring, the faith of a mustard seed, the patience of eternity, the depth of family need. Then God combined these qualities. When there was nothing more to add, he knew his masterpiece was complete, and so he simply called it Dad. So if you are fortunate enough to still have your father with you, let him know that you appreciate him and thank our Heavenly Father for giving us fathers. So for all of you today that are celebrating Father's Day, we celebrate with you. Thank you for all that you do.
Okay, see. Latifa has something. Okay. I can see now. If I'd raise my glasses up, I could see that far. If you'll see in your bulletin, if you look to the back of the bulletin, you'll see a picture of the mountains with Jesus there. There's a new activity that Parish Ed, is that correct? Parish Ed Committee is putting out. It's called Traveling This Summer. If you are traveling this summer, take church with you. They have this packet called Takeout Church. So you can check the packet out at of faith activities in the narthex for your family to use on the go anytime you can't make it to church. So they're wanting to see just where Jesus goes. So you can check that out in the narthex. have a couple thank you cards here. Your generosity is overwhelming. Thank you so much. Dearest ladies of Holly Grove Lutheran, I really appreciate you thinking of me as I retire from Davidson County Schools. I have loved working with you as we help our teen mothers stay in school and graduate. You have been a blessing to me. I could not have hung in there these last 13 years if it weren't for you. Your love and prayers. Thanks for your faithfulness and consistency, Martha. Dear Holly Grove Lutheran Church, thank you for the love and support you have given me the past 4 years while I was at UNC Charlotte. I really appreciated the scholarships I have received every year that have helped pay for textbooks. The cards and treats by the ladies group was also always a great little surprise. I am excited to see what the future holds as I begin my career as a nurse in the emergency department. Thank you again, Lindsay Black. Birthdays. We have birthdays: Ross Summer, Matthew Parsons, Mandy Fritz, Frank Hamilton, Eddie Heitman, and Carol Varner. And happy anniversary to Ted and Sherry Proctor, Jim and Jan Watkins, and Matthew and Monica Parsons. Let us pray. Keep watch over your children, O Lord, as their days increase. Bless and guide them wherever they may be. Strengthen them when they stand. Comfort them when discouraged or sorrowful. Raise them up if they fall, and in their hearts may your peace, which passes all understanding, abide all the days of their life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. We stand as we begin worship on page 94. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Most merciful God, we confess in the mercy of Almighty God, Jesus Christ was given to die for us, and for his sake, God forgives us all of our sins. By grace, we have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, our sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen us with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in our hearts through faith. Amen. We sing hymn 812. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
Of the whole world, for the well-being of the church.
Almighty Creator and ever-living God, we worship your glory, eternal three in one, and we praise your power, majestic one in three. Keep us steadfast in this faith, defend us in all adversity, and bring us at last into your presence, where you live in endless joy and love, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Congregation, be seated. If the kids want to come up and see Mr. Joe.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Okay. All right. If you looked in the dictionary, you'd probably find quite a few examples of and definitions of what being a father is. So a father could be somebody that has a child, somebody that can be somebody that begins something, like a country, like George Washington's considered the father of our country, right? A father can be an older person, a father can be a younger person, they can be many things. A father can be your dad, it could be your stepdad. Sometimes they can be somebody that treats us as if they were they were our dad. And sometimes that father could be a pastor, a teacher, somebody that teaches important things. So what kind of things does your dad teach you? What are some things that your dad has taught you? Mama. What do you think?
Fishing.
Fishing.
How to throw a complicated fishing rod.
That's awesome.
How to find decimals.
How to find decimals. Pass this around. What's something that your dad's taught you to do?
Listen.
Listen.
Fish.
Sing ABCs?
No.
How to plant a garden?
Here you go.
Awesome. So these are all great things that your dads have taught you to do. Okay. But sometimes kids don't necessarily have a dad that's always there. But they might have a stepdad, a granddad, or a great friend, an aunt, an uncle, or somebody that lives right close to them that seems just like a dad to them. There's a story in the Bible sort of like that. A leader in the city was like a father. So in this story, there was a young boy named Samuel. His mother took him to the temple, which is like a church, to be taught by the priest Eli. And Eli taught Samuel how to listen to God. And Samuel grew from a young boy into a very great man of God because he learned to listen to God. So much like that, we can be thankful for having a father that loves us or for having someone that treats us like a father to us. And that's what this day is all about. So there's always a father that's always promised that he will always be with us. That father is God, our protector. We can trust him completely, and he wants you to talk to him every day. And how can we talk to God?
Pray.
We can pray. So praying is talking to God like you talk to anybody else. God loves us so much and wants us to love him too. So why don't we talk to him right now? Can you pray with me? Father, thank you for letting us celebrate Father's Day. Thank you for people that can be like a father to us.
Thank you for being our Heavenly Father.
And thank you for loving me.
In Jesus' name,
amen. All right, guys, thanks.
First reading comes from the book of Proverbs. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand. Beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portal, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work. the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up at the first, before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep. When he made firm the skies above. When he established the fountains of the deep. When he assigned to the sea its limits, so that the waters might not transgress his command. When he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world and delighting in the human race. The word of the Lord. Psalms for today will be Psalms 8. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens.
Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger.
When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established.
What are these things that you are mindful of them, worlds that you care for them?
Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honor. All sheep and oxen and also the beast of the field. O Lord, our sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. Second reading comes from the book of Romans. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The word of the Lord.
Jesus said, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said he will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Just found out how much shorter I am than the pastor. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. Today we have two celebrations, Father's Day and the Holy Trinity. Four men are in the hospital and waiting room because their wives are giving birth. A nurse comes up to the first guy and says, "Congratulations, you're the father of twins." "That's odd," says the man. I work for the Minnesota Twins. A nurse says to the second guy, congratulations, you're the father of triplets. That's weird, the man says. I work for 3M. A nurse runs in and tells the third man, congratulations, or fourth man, or excuse me, third man, you are father of quadruplets. That's strange, he answers. I work for Four Seasons Hotel. By the time the last man in there is left, he's groaning. He's beating his hands up against the wall, beating his head against the wall, and the nurse runs in and says, what's wrong? I work for 7-Up. Okay, just one more. And after a major downpour filled all the potholes in the street, a young father watched his two little boys playing in a puddle through the window in the living room. The older of the two boys, a 5-year-old, grabbed his younger brother by the back of his head and shoved his face right down into one of the potholes full of water. As the boy recovered and stood dripping, the father runs out into the yard in a panic. Why on earth do you do that to your little brother? He asked the boy as he shook him. We're just playing church, Daddy. I was baptizing him in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But today is a day we honor fathers. It's interesting how Father's Day began. In 1910, there was a woman by the name of Sonora Dodd in Spokane, Washington. She was sitting in a church service on Mother's Day, and she was listening to a sermon about mothers. She thought about her father. Her father was a Civil War veteran. Her mom had died early in life, so all the years of her life and the years of her siblings, they had been brought up by their father. He was a very devout and godly man. She thought it'd be a wonderful thing to have a special time to honor her father and all fathers. Because he was born in the month of June, she was able to have a special day honoring her father on the third Sunday of June in 1910 in Spokane, Washington. 56 years later, 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signed the proclamation declaring the third Sunday in June would be set aside as Father's Day, a day when we could recognize and honor and pay tribute to our earthly fathers. There's something special about a dad, and his children and church together especially. I enjoyed the pictures of our fathers, images of God, servants of God, builders of faith who are our fathers, and to those that we pay homage to, whether they are living or they have gone. Holding on my lap, rocking them in my arms, drawing, coloring, playing dots or other games in the bulletin, following together the liturgy, the scriptures, singing hymns together, all bring wonderful memories of me and my two daughters growing up. So one Sunday, there's a young fellow sitting in church with his dad, offering plates approaching. He leans over. Don't pay for me, Dad. I'm under 5. From the mouths of children. Many of us could write a book of things our children have said or done, maybe in church. But we won't, because those are special moments we've shared with our sons and daughters. Fatherhood is a grand experiment, adventure, challenge, and reward, one that we respect and we are proud of being. But there's a greater being than us, our Heavenly Father, our rock, our salvation, and our hope for the future. So today we celebrate the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The doctrine of the Trinity is a key concept of our faith journey. In our Old Testament reading from Proverbs, we hear from wisdom, specifically woman wisdom, created as the first creation of God, but also a helper that rejoices in God's creation, especially human beings created in God's image by the Father. Our psalm today reflects the works of God the Father and how he placed responsibilities on mere mortals to rule over the works of his hands. And in Paul's scripture from Romans, we see the description of life of faith with reference to God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the way we obtained access to this grace. And then moving into the gospel, the story of John and the Trinity, St. Augustine was a revered priest. One day as he was walking along the ocean, pondering the deep ministry of God and the Holy Trinity, he met a boy there on the beach. The boy had dug a hole in the sand, and was kept busy running back and forth from the hole to the ocean, holding in his hands water, dropping it in that hole that he had dug. So Augustine, curious about this, asked the boy, "What are you doing?" The boy said, "I'm going to pour the entire ocean right into this hole." Augustine said, "That's impossible. The whole ocean will not fit into your hole." And the boy turned to Augustine and said, "Neither then the God of the Holy Trinity fit into your tiny mind." The boy disappeared and was thought to have been an angel. Yet that story tells us a lot about the Holy Trinity. We might have an idea about what it is. We may not have an idea about what it is. But God the Father gave us Jesus Christ the Son, and Jesus Christ gave us the Holy Spirit. May we all continue to walk with the guidance of that Holy Spirit. Amen.
Please join me in saying what we believe in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty.
Joining our voices with God's people around the world, let us offer prayers for those in need. For the church throughout the world and its leaders, that the work of the Spirit unite us in Christ to proclaim the wonders of God. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the majesty of creation, the moon and stars that enlighten the night, the birds that inhabit the sky, and the fish that reside in the seas, that all creations flourish together. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For all levels of government, for wisdom and truth displayed in world leaders, and for international relief agencies, that God's love poured into our hearts extend to all people and nations. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
For the sick, that they are comforted.
For the despairing, that they receive hope. For infants and children, that they be granted nurturing caretakers. And for all who cry out to God in any need. Lord, in your mercy. Dearest Father, for our members, family, and friends who suffer in body, mind, or spirit, especially Burnett, Harold, Lydia, John, the family of John, Lydia, Sheila, Gary, the family of Sue Anderson, Bill Roberts, Joanne Turner, Jana Waitman, Harold Beck, and Bonnie Hedrick, and our friends Noah Byerly, Kevin Stewart, James Church, Vince Tulisotto, Laura Yance, Scotty Rhodes, Tyler Thompson, Ed Tucker, the family of Kathy Owens, Laura Samuels, the family of Joe Stewart, Jen McCullough, Eric Walser, Judy Rose, Misty Robbins, the family of Bobby Langlitz, Tim Hilton, Alice Hedrick, Al Woodrum, the family of Gil Huff, Dan Parks, Kathy Floyd Cope, Cindy Coffran, all our servicemen and women all over the world, and for those unemployed looking for work. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
We thank you for our fathers, for those who provide fatherly care, wisdom, and guidance, for those estranged from family, for friends and neighbors, and for our congregation, that God's mercy serve as a model for all relationships. Lord, in your mercy, in thanksgiving for the faithful departed who now rest from their labors, that we cling to the hope of sharing with them the glory of God. Lord, in your mercy. You are the one and only God. You are the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Continue to share your immeasurable gifts of faith, wisdom, and righteousness to all people. Conform the hearts of those who to your will and bless our world with the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, in your mercy. Most holy and blessed Trinity, we praise and adore you as the Father, Creator, Giver of life, the Alpha and the Omega, as the Son, Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Savior, and as the Holy Spirit given to us by you, through you, and with you as we walk through life. We seek to behold you face to face to adore you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, you hear the prayers of your people even before they are spoken. We commend these and all our prayers to you, trusting in your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Sisters and brothers, rejoice. Mend your ways, encourage one another, agree with one another, and live in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Let us share that peace.
Let us pray. O God of justice and love, we give thanks to you that you illumine our way through life with the words of your Son. Give us the light we need, awaken us to the needs of others, and at the end bring all the world to your feast. Through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be honor and glory forever. Amen. We pray as Jesus taught. Our Father, who art in heaven.
Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever.
Amen.
So the mission statement, as listed on page 5 of the bulletin, as united people of God,
under the guidance of the Holy Spirit,
our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world. Peace, serve the Lord.